What is up, everybody? Welcome in to the Bat Flip, where we discuss everything baseballs. I'm Landon Raby. With me, Deuce Thomas. Tennessee, getting the sweep. Before we get into everything, guys, go check out our good friends at Aguani Farms Golf Course. Aguani Farms ranks among the most popular Knoxville area golf courses to host golf events, outings, and tournaments. The course offers a wide range of challenge and playability for golfers of all skill levels. Book your tee times today online at aguanifarmsgolf.com or by phone at 865-970-7132. Guys, go check them out. Home course. Love it. Good time. Even when I lose balls in the pond. It's cool. Well, I mean, Tennessee wasn't losing a whole lot of balls in the pond on Friday and Saturday. But, hey, we got them out, baby. That's all that matters. That's all that matters. That's it. Needed it. Had to have it.
Yep.
I mean, you want to take advantage of everybody in the SEC that you can. And, you know, unfortunately, Missouri just doesn't have that kind of firepower that Tennessee has. Great weekend of baseball. I mentioned it on our show last night that this is a good win for Tennessee to win on pitching, bullpen, starting pitching, and defense. Because I think that's been not an Achilles heel, but it's been definitely a weakness of Tennessee is that bullpen. To see them, buckle up and lead Tennessee to that those victories on Thursday Friday and Saturday, those were huge. So that was kind of my biggest takeaway is I thought the bullpen and defense stepped up and the bats just couldn't get going for, you know, whatever reason, just couldn't barrel up anything.
Yeah, no, it was good to see us. You're able to win that way because it was a weird series. Friday's kind of your normal, you know, 7 home runs, 10-1 win. Then Friday and Saturday was just kind of a grind. But you grinded it out, like you said, the pitchers and your fielding kind of led you that way. Yeah. So it's good to see because we haven't really saw that this year.
And I haven't really had to.
True. But it's good to see because it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Later in the season, it's definitely going to happen. So good to see we could win that way. Good for your pitchers and, you know, your guys in the field to step up and ultimately sweep them.
Yeah, and I know it's difficult. Like, you go to Kentucky and win a series that just kind of felt like a super regional top atmosphere. And then you play play on Tuesday, that midweek game, and then you start that first SEC series that you've played on Thursday. And it just felt like Tennessee had it going on Thursday, like kind of didn't miss a beat. And then Saturday or Friday, for whatever reason, it just couldn't barrel it up. And, you know, Tennessee got about the same amount of hits. It was just like couldn't do it when people are on base. Or, you know, when Tennessee, like, they are able to put up crooked numbers and innings because they hit home runs. You know, when guys get on base, they make teams pay for it. And just wasn't able to do that. I don't know if, like, just – Missouri has some good pitching, and we kind of mentioned that on the last show, but they just – it just felt like we just didn't really have anything just momentum-wise going for us. You know, usually, like, if we start hitting the ball, it, like, kind of rains, it pours. And then on Friday, you score 3 in the first. I'm like, okay, like, this is going to be another game kind of like Thursday. And it just didn't – that was it. Like, we just couldn't get anything going. Or that was Saturday, sorry, when that happened, when you scored 3 in the first inning, and then there's one run scored by both teams in the remaining 8 innings. That was just great to watch, I guess, if you're a fan of pitchers. But if you're a huge baseball fan and want to see a lot of home runs and are kind of used to that with Tennessee playing Lindsey Nelson, you just didn't get to see that on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, I go to Friday and Saturday games and no home runs for your boy. That was a little disappointing, but
yeah, you made up for it with the churros.
Did make up for it with the churros. Dude, I could live off those churros.
Oh, dude, they're gas. But it was good to see Thursday. You get, you know, home runs going. Obviously, you hit six. Cal Stark hit one. Billy Amick hit two. Hunter Ensley got a hold of one. Christian Moore hits another one. Chris Damos gets the start, and I thought pitched really well. A.J. Causey comes in and pitches six innings, one on run, two walks, and six Ks. I thought he was really good. And then Matthew Dallas comes in, which, again, we've kind of talked about it with Marcus Phillips. You know, him just getting that last out of Kentucky, hopefully that just helps him and helps his confidence where he's able to give you something out of the bullpen. I think that's another thing that they're trying to implement with guys like Matthew Dallas, getting that just last out, game's over, but you kind of just put him in that situation of weekend SEC baseball and see what he does. And, you know, those two pitches gets the out, and that's all she wrote on Thursday. And then Friday, kind of no scoring there until the fourth inning when I think Dreiling scored on a wild pitch. And then Ensley drove in Dean Curley there in the fourth. But, yeah, it was a lot of defense, a lot of – I don't know what in the heck Missouri's doing with their base running. I don't know if they've ever practiced base running. It was abysmal. And those base coaches, I mean, I don't know who's left in that dugout to coach, you know, first and third base, but those guys did a horrible job this weekend. And you saw it all over Coach Jackson's face for Missouri every time they got thrown out.
Yeah, I'd have left them in Knoxville. Don't even get on the bus. That was awful. I mean, that's about as bad as it gets. That's like little league.
Mm-hmm.
Kudos, yeah, I mean, for taking advantage of it, but yeah, that was bad.
Yeah, I mean, getting doubled off, you're getting back picked, you're getting thrown out at trying to steal second, you're getting thrown out at the plate. I mean, just a lot of just bad baseball. And Tennessee's got to make those plays to make it hurt. And it just seemed like Tennessee was making all the plays they could to keep the lead, number one, but also just kill any kind of momentum that Missouri gets. I don't know why they kept trying Cal Stark. Cal Stark had a phenomenal series. I mean, he's a dang good catcher. And yeah. I thought the way he played at Kentucky was like, okay, like teams aren't going to test him as much. And I don't know if Missouri just didn't watch any tape or anything like that, but they kind of did the same thing Kentucky did, and he made them pay.
Yeah, Cal Stark had a great weekend. And it just seems like he's starting to have better ABs. He's not striking out as much. I know in the Saturday game, there was a couple of them that he hit the left field that he just missed. But, yeah, he behind the plate, man, he looks great. And you can tell he's just kind of your field commander. He's out there leading the charge, so keep testing him.
Yeah. Yeah, he was the guy that he called the game on. I don't know if he did on Saturday, but I know he called the game with Beam on Friday. And, yeah, just kind of that on-the-field leader. Also, when Cannon Peebles hit that home run on Thursday, his first one of the year, I mean, the guy who is, you know, hitting elbows with him, you know, when he touches home plate, was Cal Stark. So, I mean, it just kind of goes back. I think we were talking about last week is just the camaraderie and just the how this team just everybody cheers for one another. I mean, that's a position where, I mean, Cannon Peebles was coming in to take Cal Stark's job. And now, like, I mean, he struggled hitting the ball, and Cal Stark is playing the way that he's playing right now. So I don't think there's any kind of looking back. But to see a guy make a play that was coming here to take your spot, and kind of cheer for him. And that moment, I think, is a big deal when you're talking about a team that their goal is Omaha every year. Like that's what you have to have. That's the kind of atmosphere and culture that you just have to have.
Yeah, it was awesome to see just the whole team's reaction when Peebles hit that home run.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was it Tears that was sitting there right at like the opening of the dugout, and as soon as he hit it, he just jumps up celebrating.
Yeah,
it was awesome. I mean, they truly care about the success of each other, regardless of, you know, if you're trying to take my spot or not. Mm-hmm. And it's going to go a long way for you.
Yeah. Great outing by Drew Beam on Friday. I know he'd love to have probably that last pitch back that ended up being a two-run home run, but, you know, just kind of barely got out, and I guess that's why it kind of is unfortunate to pitch at the University of Tennessee, but you come here to win games and get better. And he pitched 7 1/3, 6 hits, 2 earned runs, 1 walk, 8 strikeouts. Just looked like his normal Drew Beam self. And, you know, I think as the year has gone on where, you know, we've kind of seen it where guys kind of fall off a little bit. You know, they start hot, fall off a little bit when they get deep into SEC play. It just seems like he's getting better and better each week.
Yeah, no, he really is.
And then Kirby, Aaron Combs came in. You know, those two were great all weekend out of that bullpen. And Kirby's pitching more and more. Last year was a lot of just like, hey, get us out of this jam. And I don't know if it's just because, like, you don't have as many arms in your bullpen that you can depend on. But him getting a full inning in the third, he had a big outing, I think, against LSU and maybe Kentucky. But, yeah, he's just pitching more and more, and, you know, I think he was getting hit a little bit, and I think he's found his groove again and just has that nasty stuff. He can pump 88, sure, but when you're pumping 88 and you come out there with the slider that's 74 miles an hour, that 88's looking like, you know, 93, 94. Yeah. Yeah, it was good to see those guys. I mean, Aaron Combs, dude, that slider is
filthy,
disgusting.
Yeah,
when he can throw it for a strike, it's almost unhittable. And then go ahead.
Kirby made a few really good plays off the mound on Friday. Some tough plays. I think one, he kind of went to the third base line, kind of turned his back to the plate and slung it over there. And that's tough. I mean, that's an easy one to airmail into right field. You see it at every level. You see it in the pros quite a bit. Mm-hmm. He just made it look really routine because when Combs came in late, it was kind of a same play. And he bobbled it, and I thought, oh, no, here we go. But slammed the door.
Yeah.
Get the win.
Man, poor Burt this weekend. He, had his – hitting streak ended on Thursday, which whatever, it was, he had already broken the school record, and I'm sure he wanted to keep, I don't even know if he probably knew about it, but did he really care? Who knows? But him just like kind of getting back a little bit to the half swing, chasing a little bit, maybe just trying a little too hard, kind of like he did last year. But one thing I love about him is that last year, it seemed to carry over into the field.
Mm-hmm.
Where this year, no.
Yeah.
He is poised and a really great defender for – and he might be Tennessee's best defender. I mean, look at all the errors he's saved at first base. Has that throw to home to throw that guy out at this weekend. I mean, he's just doing a lot of great things at first base. And even though like it wasn't his best hitting performance this weekend, I think it's big for him to not let it. I mean, he's a good hitter. Like it's fine. Like you're going to have weekends where it's tough to get a hit. I mean, that was Tennessee kind of all Friday and Saturday. Like it was just tough to get one through. to get a barrel on it enough to get into the outfield where you could get on base. Missouri didn't walk a whole lot of people, so it was just hard to make teams pay like that when they didn't make mistakes. But yeah, for him to just go out there and play the same first base and not let it carry over, I think that's big and kind of just shows his growth as a player.
Yeah, he's took huge steps this year. I think immediately to the scoop from when we doubled up the guy, when Tears made the little diamond catch and threw it in, and it kind of short hopped him and he scooped it. That's a tough play. He's made a lot of tough plays look pretty routine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah. Huge, and I'm not going to say it was a good thing to have a weekend like this, but it kind of is like a reality check of like, this is all right. I mean, I know we had this long hitting streak, but this is baseball. Like,
yeah.
You're going to have series like that, and that's fine. So yeah, I mean, he's still batting like 400 and whatever, but
yeah. Yeah. That's the thing is like, it's not like everybody was going 0-for this weekend. They just hard to find a hit, hard to like get hits together and get runs and things like that. It was,
a weird series for us.
Yeah. I mean, like Saturday, you have the bases loaded. Your top two hitters come up. Christian Moore strikes out.
Three pitches, too, wasn't it?
Was it?
I think it was.
And then, you know, Burke hits a little dribbler. I mean, that it felt like that's. The last two games this weekend were that. It's just like you could not get anything going. You couldn't buy momentum.
Mm-mm.
So, yeah, it was just a tough weekend. But figuring out a way to hold off Missouri in those two games, get out of it, win it, and, you know, come out there with a sweep when you didn't probably play your best baseball, I think is big.
Yeah, it was a good series to have a kind of an off series, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Good team to be off against. But man, it's baseball. Baseball's tough. It's tough to sweep. It's tough to win games regardless of who you play. So finding ways to win and doing it the way we did, it's just you're just happy with it.
Yeah. And then Tennessee on Saturday pitched Xander, ran into some trouble, you know, got a run scored on him in that first inning. Got hit with a pitch hit with a hit that was hit back at him, but shook it off and battled. And, again, that was Tennessee this weekend. Like, it wasn't pretty, but you battled and didn't let it get to you and on defense and save some runs. You know, that play by Dean Curley, that's just straight-up effort.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a hit regardless. But you doing that stops a run.
Yeah. I know that third base coach, man.
Oh, dude.
He's got to feel like an idiot. As soon as he saw him grab it, he was like, shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's just – and it was a hose.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is, like, in that moment, I don't mind sending him – now, he was out by a mile. But if you there's any chance it might get through, you're probably sending them because you don't know if you're getting get that opportunity again to get a run,
right,
and to tie this ball game and extend it. So I don't hate that one as much. It just looked that bad because he was,
I mean, didn't have a chance.
Yeah,
didn't have a chance.
I mean, the guy was so out. He was like, I'm not even going to attempt to try to go back. I don't deserve it. I'm so out. But yeah, again, solid weekend. I think it was big for our bullpen to kind of gain the confidence, like, hey, we can win those close games.
Yeah.
And kind of build up their confidence a little bit. Because I don't think it's going to happen very often where that lineup goes cold and just can't get it out of the ballpark. But I do think there is going to be games where Tennessee's not going to hit a lot of home runs. And so they're going to have to find other ways to score. Whether that's maybe doing a little bit more small ball or bunting or, you know, just a bunch of stuff here and there to try to steal some runs. I'd like to see that a little bit more. Now, will they do that? Who knows? But I would like to see a little bit more aggressiveness maybe not like Missouri on the base pass, but a little bit more of that and getting guys in score, you know, get a guy walk with no outs. I understand there's good hitters, but you also have good athletes too, like steal a base.
Yeah.
Christian Moore, steal a base. Hunter Ensley, steal a base. I mean, they got some speed in there where they can do a little bit more of that, I feel like. So, yeah, and I think it's also another thing where the DH spot is still a question mark, man. Just no one is just taking full advantage. And no one's really bad in it. Mm-hmm. It's just not – no one's just taking it and running with it. So you're seeing a lot of Reese Chapman, seeing some Dalton Bargo. I thought you might see some more Peebles after he kind of got going on Thursday. Really didn't. And I thought you'd see maybe Colby Backus. I know he got to play some on Thursday, but, you know, I thought after the game he had on Tuesday and you know, I thought he might get more of an opportunity, but really didn't. And then you didn't see any of Robin Villeneuve. So I think that's a – I don't know if that's telling, but I mean, they need somebody in that DH spot to take it and run.
Yeah. And there's been multiple times where you thought that was going to happen, but it just kind of changes week in, week out.
Yeah. But good series. You got the sweep. That's all that matters. And you had to game, you play Lipscomb in the midweek game and then go to Gainesville, where the last time we played there, put on some helmets after we swept them. So I'm sure they're, they got some revenge on us last year, but I'm sure they just lost a tough series to Arkansas where they lost two games by a combined two runs. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure they're going to be waiting for Tennessee. And I mean, at this point they're fighting for a regional. They're 22-21 on the season.
Wow.
And I would have not expected that. I know they lost a lot, but still having Jack Caglione and he's still doing his thing, but it doesn't matter. They're still losing. They've had a tough go of it. And, you know, I'm just hoping you go in there. You want to steal a series, keep that going because you're in striking distance of winning the East. And it seems like that's something just Tennessee does now. We win the East. So need to go ahead and do that. And it looks like Kentucky's come down to earth a little bit. So that's nice.
Is the Florida series is Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
It is, yeah. The ones remaining are Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
I don't love that.
Yeah.
Because I like to chill on Sunday and watch some baseball.
Yeah.
But, no. Go down there. Come home with a series win. Yeah. All is good.
And if you're the equipment staff for the football team, maybe don't leave those helmets out where baseball, like Evan Russell and Christian Moore and Blake Burke can get into those. So.
That's hilarious. How does that even happen?
Yeah, I mean, like, we were talking about Cal. Cal seems like the type that would grab the helmet and be like, all right, Oklahoma drill, who's up?
100%. We got a few buddies like that.
Yeah, for sure. Anything else this weekend you kind of want to mention before we get into MVP?
I don't think so. I mean, it was a good series win, but, like, your last two games, you didn't really have too much to talk about. You know, he found ways to win, but it wasn't very exciting.
Yeah. I mean, the most exciting thing was pitching was good and defense was better.
Yeah.
That's about all you have for that. You won, I guess, is the only thing that we really need to talk about. You won.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go MVP.
Yeah.
You up or I'm up?
I think you're up.
I'm going to go Cal. Got to.
Love it.
I know he went 0-for-2 on Saturday, but was 1-for-3, I think, on Friday, and then Thursday was 1-for-3 with 3 RBIs. So, just a solid weekend, him keeping the strikeouts to a minimum, but also just his impact on defense and, you know, saving runs, clearing the bases, you know, preventing guys from running on them. Like, that's been Tennessee's thing for so long. It's like Tennessee's slow to the plate.
Yeah.
They don't throw a lot of people out. People steal on them. Cal's like, hey, let's end that. let's get that out of here. I mean, you can still try, but you're getting thrown out.
Yeah.
So I love that from him, and love that he's kind of taking this catcher position and running with it.
Yeah, that was my first one because we had talked about it. He's just – his ABs continue to get better. But, man, just behind the plate, he's doing a phenomenal job. Mm-hmm. And you think of that Curley play, which, you know, majority of that play falls on Curley, but, like, Stark still got to scoop it and tag the guy. Yeah. That's not easy to do with a catcher's mitt.
No.
And he's making it look easy right now, so keep testing him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go a little different. I'm going to go with Kirby.
Okay.
I think the last few weekends, I think he's kind of settled into his role more. I know earlier in the season, it's like, man, you never really saw him. And when he did, he came out and it wasn't, you know, like a great outing. But here recently, he's been dealing. He's been playing his position well. He's just a reliable arm out of the bullpen, and we need that. I think him and Combs have really taken a big leap these last few weekends.
I agree, yeah.
So, you know, hopefully it continues because it's going to help you in the long run because you need those guys. You're going to need them, you know, for the rest of the year. So keep doing what he's doing. And yeah. I just love the vibe when he comes out there.
Oh, dude.
He's just electric.
He's a future Savannah banana. And if he doesn't, that's just a missed opportunity by them.
I agree.
But yeah, love the Kirby pick there. I also think you could have went with Billy Amick. I thought he mm-hmm. got things going. Dean Curley's another one that you could probably had a good weekend at the plate. Obviously, in the field was really good. And Christian Moore just continues to hit the baseball. He just gets
on. Yeah, I thought about Christian Moore, but I was like, damn, we've been doing him every single week.
I mean, he's been a constant. Yeah, yeah.
But man, Billy's just, he squares everything up. Mm. When he hits it hard.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope this weekend as kind of all the people are just like, you know, we really need a A.J. Russell back. We really need just a pitcher. We need a closer. Like, I feel like, I mean, you couldn't ask for a better. They gave up 7 runs an entire weekend in SEC play. Yeah. 27 innings, 7 runs.
Yeah.
Or not even 7.
No, it was 5.
5 runs. Yeah, 5. Yeah, 5 runs. I mean, that's about all you can ask for from those guys. So you could have went probably with any pitcher, and I would have been like, I agree.
Yeah.
You could have went with Combs, Snead, Beam, just a lot of those guys. So.
Yeah,
Causey's another one.
I think Xander, man, he has really stepped up and filled that role well. You know, like the Sunday starter.
Mm-hmm.
I sat behind the plate on Saturday's game, and you know it's different seeing it on TV or we were in like the left field line on Friday. But man, sitting behind the plate when Xander's at the mound, stuff's gross.
Yeah,
like you see, and you're like, damn, it's about to hit him, and then it just. No,
swoops
right down the pipe. It's, I mean, it is filthy.
Yeah, and then it's right down the pipe, and it's 50-50 if that home plate umpire is going to say it's a strike or not. So
yeah, we didn't talk about that, dude.
Yeah, he had a rough go of it.
That was bad. Did you hear anything? Was there chirping from our dugout? I couldn't hear, but I know you're down there close.
Sure, we'll call it chirping.
I kept looking down there, and I could just tell. I was like,
oh, dude, Tony was fired up.
It was bad.
I mean, when he went and got Xander, I mean, livid.
Yeah.
But, oh, well, you got the win. That's all that matters.
Yep.
Guys, anything else before we get out of here?
I'm good. Let's go down to Florida and kick some ass.
Let's do it. Guys, thank y'all for listening. We'll be back next week talking about that Florida series. Hope y'all have a good rest of your week, and thank y'all for listening.